The postpartum period, often called the fourth trimester, is a time of major physical and emotional transition for mothers. After childbirth, the body begins its healing process while adjusting to new routines, hormonal changes, and the demands of caring for a newborn. Many women feel unprepared for this stage, even if they prepared thoroughly for pregnancy and delivery. Understanding what to expect, not only physically, but also emotionally, helps new mothers approach recovery with confidence and calm. Every woman's experience is unique, and healing happens at different speeds. This guide outlines the most common changes and provides practical steps to support a smooth, healthy postpartum recovery. 1. Physical recovery after vaginal or cesarean birth. Birth, whether vaginal or via cesarean, is a major event for the body. Recovery takes time, and it's important for mothers to be patient with themselves. Vaginal birth recovery. Many women experience perineal soreness, light to moderate bleeding, lochia, swelling or sensitivity, stitches if there was tearing or an episiotomy. Ice packs, warm water rinses, and gentle rest can be very helpful. Most soreness improves significantly within the first 2 weeks, though full healing may take longer. Cesarean birth recovery. A cesarean is a surgical procedure, and recovery often takes longer. Mothers typically experience incision discomfort, fatigue, limited mobility, tenderness around the abdomen. Rest, careful movement, and proper wound care are essential. Light walking is encouraged to improve circulation, but lifting or intense activity should be avoided for several weeks unless a doctor suggests otherwise. 2. Postpartum bleeding and the body's return to normal. Bleeding after birth is completely normal. Lochia usually begins bright red, gradually changing to pink, brown, and finally light yellow. It can last from 2 to 6 weeks. Sudden increases after activity often mean the mother needs more rest. The uterus also returns to its pre-pregnancy size over several weeks, which may cause cramping, especially during breastfeeding. This is a natural sign of healing. 3. Hormonal changes and emotional adjustment. Hormones shift dramatically after birth, which can create emotional sensitivity, mood swings, or periods of sadness, commonly known as baby blues. These feelings usually appear within the first days and improve within 2 weeks. However, if sadness, anxiety, or overwhelm last longer or intensify, it may be a sign of postpartum depression, a common and treatable condition. New mothers should never feel ashamed to seek help. Speaking with a healthcare provider, family member, or counselor can make a meaningful difference. Rest, support, and gentle routines can help mothers adjust emotionally while bonding with their baby. 4. Breastfeeding or bottle feeding adjustments. The early weeks of feeding can be a learning period for both mother and baby. Mothers who breastfeed may notice increased thirst and hunger, breast fullness or tenderness, fatigue during frequent night feedings. Mothers who bottle feed may experience natural reduction in breast fullness over time. Regardless of the chosen method, feeding should never be a source of pressure. The most important thing is that both mother and baby feel supported and nourished. 5. Sleep challenges and fatigue. Newborns sleep in short cycles and need feeding frequently, which naturally impacts a mother's rest. Fatigue is one of the most common postpartum symptoms. To cope, mothers can rest when the baby sleeps, accept help from partners or family, organize nighttime feeding shifts when possible, keep hydration and nutrition a priority. A tired mother is not a failing mother. Sleep disruption is simply part of the newborn stage. 6. Pelvic floor changes and recovery. Pregnancy and childbirth place pressure on the pelvic floor muscles. Some women notice temporary changes such as weak pelvic floor support or mild discomfort. Walking, light stretching when approved by a doctor, and recommended pelvic floor exercises can help strengthen muscles over time. Patience is key, healing is gradual and steady. 7. Nutrition and hydration during recovery. Proper nutrition supports healing, energy, and emotional balance. A postpartum-friendly diet focuses on lean proteins, whole grains, fruits and vegetables, plenty of water. Mothers who breastfeed require additional hydration and energy. Quick, nutritious meals and snacks can make a big difference during busy newborn days. 8. Realistic expectations and self-compassion. Postpartum recovery is not a race. Some days feel easy, others challenging. A mother's body has undergone extraordinary changes, and healing takes time. Social pressure to bounce back quickly can be unrealistic and unhealthy. Each mother deserves patience, rest, and support. Recovery is a journey of healing, bonding, and adaptation, not perfection.